You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now, they have the 2017 sports car blowout, Camaros and Corvettes. Only seven remaining. Price reductions to $20,000. No reasonable offer refused. Check it out right now, Lakewood Chev.
Serge Bourgeois joins us, head coach of the Golden Bears men's hockey program, off to Nationals once again. They just won Canada West this past weekend. Serge, congrats on that. And for this organization, you never take Canada West titles for granted by any stretch, but I think there's a lot of unfinished business maybe for your team. You said at the start of the year, probably the most skilled team you've ever had, and here you are now. How do you ensure that you guys finish off the season and win in Nationals?
No, that's definitely, that is our ultimate objective. I think it's a totally different feeling this year. Our guys, I think, are demonstrating a lot of maturity. I think they learned a good lesson last year, and they applied what they learned throughout the course of this year. And I think, as you mentioned, a little bit of unfinished business. We're not satisfied with just winning a Canada West. So we feel that we have to get to another level. National championship tournaments is always a tough tournament to win. You've got seven other teams that are very, very good teams. So we have to up our game, and I think that our guys will have that mindset that we're going to use this week here before the tournament starts to continually get a little bit better and polish up our game so that we're ready to go.
Serge, you know, you talk about some unfinished business. How did it show in your players that they were maybe had a different mindset heading to this season after last year?
Yeah, well, you really start to see it in practice. As a coach, you want to establish a standard, really focus on developing the habits and the details within a practice that then will reveal themselves in the competition. And our guys really took that to heart. And when your top players, and we're fortunate, we have a lot of players on any given night that demonstrate that they're top-notch players. When they want to be the hardest workers in practice and establish that standard, when you have, you know, six, seven, eight guys that take that upon themselves and that personal responsibility to work hard, it really pushes your team to the next level. So that was established in practice. Really good leaders in Keezer, Legault, Barreto, guys like Craig, you know, and second-year guys like Rehill. They establish a workmanlike attitude, and we always say if you outwork your skill, you're going to put yourself in a good spot to be successful. And I think that's really what the transformation that I saw in our team this year.
Serge Bourgeois joins us, the U of A men's hockey coach. Serge, you know, you talk about that work ethic, but you know, when I look at the results of the season, you guys were very stingy in your own zone. In fact, I believe you led the league and the entire CIS in goals against. You know, why was that was that something you worked on, or where did that come from? Because that's a highly impressive number.
Yeah, definitely. The details in the D zone were always a high priority. I think that our work away from the puck in the offensive zone allowed us to maintain control of the puck that much more. So when you have the puck as much as we have the skill and the ability to keep that puck, when you focus on working hard in the offensive zone, tracking back hard and stripping pucks through the neutral zone, we don't spend as much time as maybe we did last year in the D zone. So naturally, limit the chances in the scoring chances against. You limit the time that you have to defend, and you spend a lot more time in your transition game in the neutral zone or the offensive zone play. So I think that was another shift and maturity that was demonstrated by our team. They really took it to heart. If you work hard and have the same workmanlike attitude in the offensive zone, you get pucks back, and then you spend more time on offense. And I think that really translated into a low goals against average this year.
Serge Bourgeois, head coach of the men's hockey program at the U of A. Serge, I was reading a comment from Danny Breyer talk about Peter Laviolette. For him, was one of the rare coaches, and when they had 3-on-3 drills in practice, Peter Laviolette would really get on the offensive guys to ensure at bare minimum they got shots away and ideally would score. And if they didn't even get a shot, then he would make them skate. And he said a lot of other coaches were more worried about the defense not giving up goals in 3-on-3 drill. Where do you fall in?
And interesting you bring up Peter Laviolette. He's watched a little bit of, I guess, one of his presentations that he had done for USA Hockey, and it was a lot of puck possession, putting pucks on net, good structure, getting pucks back in the offensive zone. And we started to adopt a little bit more of that. And interesting that you mentioned let's get pucks on net. We started to really encourage our guys to, you know, square your shoulders, square your hips, sling pucks on net, get it back. And also saw a shift in terms of our mentality, our philosophy as coaches. And it kind of falls into a little bit of what you're saying. It's and I'm a defenseman, and I had that tendency. It's like, oh, great, you know, we didn't allow any shots on net, a three-on-three drill. And it's like, but hey, now I'm looking at it, it's like, we got to create chances. And if you create chances and you're always in movement and you get a jump on a defensive team to retrieve those loose pucks after a shot, it helps with that possession game. And obviously, it's a more enjoyable game to play with. You have the puck more, you create more scoring chances. So I would have to agree with Peter in the sense that we place a lot of emphasis on what are you creating offensively, what's your mindset through the neutral zone, what ice do we have to attack when we have the puck, let's put pucks in good areas where we can create scoring chances, and we attack with five, we defend with five. So it's a bit of a mind change in our environment as well.
Serge Lajoie joins us, the head coach of U of A men's hockey. Very good program. Serge, now you're looking, ahead. I believe there's still some teams trying to figure out east who's going to be making to the tournament.
Yeah, there's a couple consolation or third place series going on. Acadia is up 1-0 against St. Mary's University in the best of three to determine who's the last AUS team or the third AUS team that will be at the championship. And then there's a 1-game winner advance between Concordia and York, and that's going to happen on Friday. So those are the last two spots that still have to be determined.
So what approach do you take for your team? Are you looking, saying, hey, we might play these guys or that guy? Or are you more focused on what you guys have to do to make yourselves, very dangerous in this tourney?
Yeah, we always go with the 80-20 rule. 80% we'll focus on our execution, what we need to do and how we need to play, and brush up on those details. And then we kind of have we're hunching that, we're probably going to get an AUS team. So, watched the game between Acadia and St. Mary's yesterday to just kind of get an idea of some of the tendencies of both those teams. So we prepare a little bit for who our opponent is, but even if we knew right now who our opponent was, we'd break down the video, but still we're focused a lot more on what we need to do.
Well, Serge, best of luck. When do you guys leave?
We leave Monday morning early, head out to Halifax, and we'll spend a day in Halifax, get a good night's rest, a practice the next day before we bust Fredericton. So we leave Monday, and not sure if we're going to play Thursday or Friday, but we're definitely looking forward to it.
Well, we'll be watching with interest. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me on, Jason.